You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Welcome to another episode on profitability. Today is January 11th, 2024, and we're talking about the equipment in our yards. Whether it be rentals, prime product, or attachments, we must have equipment in our yards for customers to come visit and experience before either renting, purchasing off the lot, or ordering. However, it's very, very expensive to hold these assets and not have them be productive. It's pretty simple to think about in terms of our rental units. Every moment that a rental unit is sitting in our yard, not being rented, is a lost opportunity to profit. Not to mention, the equipment is depreciating without providing any revenue, and the list of costs go on. Overall, even if we don't touch the machine in the yard, it's costing us money. It's imperative that we effectively manage our assets to generate the most return out of them. If we have equipment on the lot for months at a time, their value is only decreasing, and we still have to deal with the costs associated with keeping them sellable. You may wonder why our prime product has a cost. Well, here's the deal. We buy machines from our manufacturers and sell them to our customers. If we have purchased equipment from the manufacturer and have not sold it, we are indebted to the manufacturer until it is sold. After sale of the equipment, it's important that we bill our customers and collect accounts receivable as timely as possible so we can save on interest costs, which directly impacts our bottom line. One way that we measure profitability on our assets is by calculating our ROA, or return on assets. This value helps us determine the value of stocking these assets. For example, if we calculated that one brand of scissor lift has a higher average ROA than another, that would help us determine which brands to stock. This is an example of one way efficient asset management enables better decision-making. By having a clear understanding of our company's assets, their condition, and their performance, management can make informed decisions regarding investments, maintenance, and replacement. This helps in aligning asset management strategies with the company's overall goals and objectives. In short, the way that we manage our assets has a huge impact on our profitability, which is why it's imperative that we are moving product as quickly as possible. Remember, the name of the game is sustainability. Before we end this episode, enjoy the sneak peek of full-length episode 7.
You know, we really can't control what our manufacturers charge us for the equipment and parts that we buy. So we don't have a lot of control over gross profit. We can't control what we sell to the customer for, but that's only what they're willing to pay. And so then you get down to direct cost and that PAD line item, which is why I mentioned it seems like PAD is what we really drive and really measure our departments and divisions on.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next time.